While Nepal's capital remained clear of traffic with vehicles barred from the road for Tuesday's election, many of the country's more than 12 million eligible voters packed polling places in Kathmandu's historic Darbar Square to cast their vote. 23-year-old graduate student Neva Bhajacharya has high expectations that a newly elected 601-member constituent assembly will help create jobs for the growing young population.
We definitely want to do something for our country, and for that we need an environment, we need an opportunity, because we can do our best for our country.
But many here say in order to focus on the economy, infrastructure and Nepal's other pressing issues, politicians must learn to get past their differences. As part of the peace process that ended the country's 10-year civil war, former insurgent Maoists joined the government and won the most seats in the newly formed parliamentary body. 5 years and several failed governments later, lawmakers have yet to agree to a structure of government or a draft constitution. Constituent Assembly candidate and Buddhist Reverend Thapasi Dhamma says voters want peace and an end to the political deadlock.
We are hope it will be peace. This election is make the new constitution in Nepal.
But drafting a constitution and coming to a consensus may not be so easy. A Maoist splinter group has threatened to disrupt the election. Small bomb blasts have also been reported in and outside of Kathmandu, with thousands of police and military personnel deployed Tuesday to prevent further violence.
Up to 75,000 observers from more than 50 national and international organizations are here monitoring the election and ensuring that the vote takes place freely and fairly.
Bulsi Thapa, an election observer with the Human Rights Council of Nepal, is traveling to polls, talking to those administering the vote as well as those waiting to cast their ballots.
We are observing the security situation and trying to determine if the voters feel fear or pressure to participate in the election.
Many Nepalis, like Anoop Sepat, just want their vote to help move the former Himalayan kingdom forward.
After this election, we think we are having a little bit of progress in our country.
It's a hope shared by the United States and others in the international community, who will be watching closely as authorities count ballots to determine who, if anyone, can lead Nepal away from political dysfunction and towards greater stability. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Kathmandu.